Thank you, Steve. It's Phil Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Comedian Ian Bagg making a return appearance to the show. He's performing at the Chicago Improv today through Sunday. You're making grumbly noises.
This sounds fantastic.
It does sound like night. Great. Sounds like a good time.
I'm going to be great.
It sounds like I'm going to be just wonderful.
You're predicting a good outing today. It's going to be fun.
I like hearing about me.
You were recently on a plane that held a celebrity, other than yourself.
I wasn't on the plane. So I was in LAX yesterday.
Yeah.
And my plane was 3 hours late because I have all my points on United, and that's how they work.
Yes.
You wait longer with the more points you get?
All their planes are late.
Oh, okay.
So they're just like, hey, we're going to be 3 hours late, so enjoy it. Oh. We're United.
Oh. That's their motto.
That's their motto, and I'm not mad at them. I know your motto.
Yep.
So I've decided to be with you guys, and I stand by you 3 hours
later. You're united with them.
I'm united.
Oh, yes. Good.
I'm united in time loss with them.
Yes.
And this young man came off the one plane that I was waiting for.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's that dude with the thing. And I just, hey, don't get beaten up.
It was Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, it was. Is it, what's his name? Is it Jussie?
It's Jussie.
It's, you know.
Jussie.
You know what it's to me? It's guilty.
Guilty Smollett.
Guilty Smollett.
So he was just, did he have bodyguards? Was
he had a bag. He had a bag
face?
And he was walking like.
Humming this?
Yeah. And I was just
Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting airport song.
You would think. I think there are a lot of people that are annoyed with him. I feel like he'd be covering himself or something.
I would be. If I was found not guilty and guilty at the same time, I would be president.
Yes. But now, let's rewind a second. As you passed him.
Everybody's mad at him, but Trump is the same way.
Yeah.
I'm not guilty.
Exonerated.
I'm not even exonerated. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take bang. So upon passing.
I'm going to Venezuela.
Upon passing Jesse Smollett, you, Ian, don't get beaten up.
I said, don't get beaten.
What did he do?
It's because I'm an idiot, and things come out of my mouth, and that's why I do comedy. But my wife says to me a lot, you're not on stage.
Oh.
Because we one night, she's the most mad she ever got at me was we were in Target and they had taped up all their ice boxes where they keep the ice cream and the frozen foods or what are those
their
things?
Freezer section.
Their freezer ice boxes. What am I from 1912?
Say,
I'm pretty sure I just ruined all my ticket sales this weekend.
Some old guys out there talking about the ice boxes. The dinosaur is pulling in the things to keep the ice creams cold.
Anyways, there was a guy and he was trying to get in. He was trying to get into the freezer to get ice cream. And I said, you're going to get diarrhea. There's a reason they tape it up. And I just start yelling at him. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to save this.
Yeah.
She goes, you're going to get stabbed is what you're going to get. And I'm just like, well, nobody's ever stabbed anybody with diarrhea. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you can look at it, it's a crime. It's a crime statistic that I got from Law and Order SUV.
SUV. I'm going to Google that and see if that's true or not.
It's true. Nobody's ever stabbed anybody while having diarrhea. People with diarrhea have been stabbed.
Oh, all right.
But people with diarrhea have never stabbed.
They're too weak. No, that's what it is.
They're not on the offensive. They're definitely on the defensive.
Yes. There's something. There's definitely something to that.
Yeah.
All right. I need to ask you this because last time you were on, we talked
Scorpio.
About you being. Are you a Scorpio?
No.
We talked about your childhood in Canada and what a happy life you lived in Canada. There was a story the other day about how life expectancy in Canada is much higher for both men and for women. Why is that? What's going on in Canada that they're expected to live far longer than here in the United States?
Well, I think that may be the dumbest question I've ever been asked.
Thank you.
Bill, you win.
I'm proud.
You win the prize. And you've been exonerated.
You're lucky I have diarrhea. Otherwise, I'd stab you. I would say it's probably medical. Everybody has medical.
Yeah.
I would say that's why.
It's provided for free.
Yeah. It's not free.
No?
You have to pay for it, but it's a percentage. It's a percentage of what you earn. Was what you pay.
And everybody here, you know, socialism, you don't want that kind of medicine.
No, you don't want socialism.
But now, may I ask you a question? Because I have a friend whose parents live in Canada.
We don't use fire trucks down here. We don't have fire departments or police stations.
No.
Social.
No she police said or fire?
I know some old guy just clicked this off right now.
Oh, I don't care.
let's go to the ice box while this idiot's on.
So is the medical coverage decent, even though, like,
yeah, it's good.
See, and
yeah,
every,
my parents are in their 80s and they're very healthy, knock on wood.
Yeah,
my dad's a little goofy.
Yeah,
well, that's where I get it from. Yeah. But yeah, the medical, they go to the doctor, you know. I mean, people are like, well, they don't have this kind of thing and that. I'm like, well, that's because the population's different. They don't have certain things because you don't put an MRI machine in for 15 people that live in a little village.
Right,
you
right.
know what I mean, so they have to go to bigger,
to the big hospital.
Yeah, so but that's how that works. But yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
True or false? Most Canadians die of hockey related injuries.
Yes, most Canadians are either skate to the throat,
skate to the throat.
Yes,
that's horrible.
Or puck, a puck to the ding dong.
A lot bing of people. Bang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Puck to the ding dong.
Right to the ding dong.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's a horrible way to die, Ian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you read Stan Mikita's book, it talks about his uncle that was killed by a puck to the ding dong.
I haven't heard ding dong in a long time, and ding it dong. Just makes me laugh.
That's a good time. Ian Bagg's ding-dong-related humor can be seen at the Improv.
Are you kicking me off the show?
No, we're just taking a break.
I was
going to
say the elevator ride up to this place was longer than
my segment.
I know.
We have to take a break.
You got more time.
By the way, this is lovely. I'm looking
you,
at
Ian.
Somebody at the Sheraton right now.
Yeah,
put
you
your
are?
Pants back on, sir. Right. I'm going to get my hockey stick out and hit the ding-dong.
Ian Bagg is performing at the Improv all this weekend. We'll take a little break because we need to, and then more of this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Wallow, bing, bang.
I believe is the next lyric in that song.
Wow.
Huh?
I think somebody is going to be mad about that song.
Ian Bagg is here. He's performing at the Improv tonight through Sunday. Also the host of a podcast. I'm going to say very successful podcast, Ian, I'm guessing.
Let's see what's the one they put
in
there.
It's Ian Bagg Bought a House.
That's my show!
That's your podcast.
Yeah, it's all about me buying a house on the eastern shore of Virginia. And I talk to my contractor, Michael Benedetto, every week. And we just did a sizzle reel, and it's out for sale right now. And a couple of people are bidding for it.
That's
we're
cool.
going to turn it into an HGTV show.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Is this the first house you've ever owned?
This is my first house I've ever owned. I had no idea that I had this fever for owning a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love doing things.
Yeah.
And doing things yourself or decorating?
Both.
And yeah.
I'm decorating?
Are you handy? I mean,
no,
you just
no,
have
you
a vision?
Just
ask. I'm sorry, I didn't
did
mean
you
decorating.
Did you just ask me?
Like designing.
Did you decorate?
I'll say designing.
I buy a couch every once in a while.
Okay.
All right.
No,
that's good.
I do some of the work. I hire
really?
People, but I hire people and, yeah, I plan things out. You know, I don't know if I'm even supposed to bring this up on the air.
We won't tell anyone.
I came up with a plan of putting an outdoor ice rink on the side of the house that would also be in the summertime could just be like a street hockey rink.
Oh, that's excellent. Ah.
And then the guy that I'm writing this show that I was telling you guys about with is also writes for Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
So I go to Universal Studios and I'm hanging with Michael Bublé. That's right. I'm dropping names.
I love him.
Well, John, I think I'm the most fantastic person because I've come up with this ice rink idea that we could have. Michael Bublé has an 11,000 square foot ice rink in his basement.
He does?
His own Zamboni.
Michael Bublé has his own Zamboni.
In Vancouver. He's got it's some ridiculously million-dollar house. But he shows me pictures of it, and I'm like, oh. All right, so I have to go back to my contract. We're not doing it. We're not doing it because Bublé came out and just
he
just
ruined kicked. It.
He just totally punched me
why
in the bing-bong.
Does he play hockey? Does he
yeah,
skate?
Yeah, he skates, yeah.
He does?
Wendy's he's Canadian. All it's, Canadians
it's, play it's, it's weird,
his
though.
Kids.
He's on the ice, and he's got the puck, and he's like...
in a suit?
Can
does
I point something out here?
I'm going to go for the top corner.
Celebrity voice impersonated. We have to legally say that. People think it's Bublé.
I only do one impression, and sadly, he passed away. I did his show a couple
Who
years ago.
Who is it?
Hello, I'm Alan Thicke. That's it.
Aww.
I'm gonna guess who it was. Is it Alan Thicke?
No.
No?
No, you
I thought it was it sounded just like Alan Thicke.
Do you not watch Jeopardy?
Is it Alex Trebek?
Yes.
Oh,
come on.
That should have been my first guess.
Why do I even get out of bed for you people?
Speaking of celebrities with ice rinks,
hello.
That's a sentence I've never said before.
Yeah, I know, but
Charles
you're going to be using it a lot now.
Now on I will. Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, did you ever see the ice rink he had built?
But he built an arena outside of his house, and I think, where was it? It was in like Palo Alto or something like
in
that.
In California,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So, but no, Michael Bublé is in his basement. He's like, hey, honey, I'm not going to go downstairs and do laundry. I'm going to go down and we'll skate around. Yeah.
Imagine having that kind of power.
That guy, well, how about the... He's got his own Zamboni. Can you imagine it, right. Just getting mad at your wife and just going down and just doing circles on the Zamboni, just driving around?
Therapeutic.
I'm cleaning the ice. All right, I'm back. I guess you were right.
Good. I'm glad I finally talked some sense into it.
I've circled the ice a couple of times, and I've been thinking about what you said, and yes, maybe we shouldn't put a water polo pool in the basement as well.
Last time you were on, I asked you about kids, and I got a couple of angry texts saying, listeners saying, it's too much of an intrusion to ask about whether you have kids or not, but I think it's a solid question.
No, it's a solid question.
You've opted to not have kids.
We're not having kids.
You don't want kids.
I know many people.
Not that we know of.
Yeah.
We might have kids. We're one of those people that...
You may have kids and not know? Is that what you're saying?
You know, when yes. Well, my wife does. She's very, very promiscuous.
She it's horrible.
She's also very good at hiding things, and I'm pretty sure she could get by having a baby with me
for
9 months, and I wouldn't even know. I'm like, what's going on there? You seem to be... Why don't you just pay attention to your own life? And then she'd just have another family on the side.
Really?
That I wouldn't, yeah.
You wouldn't be bothered
I don't trust
by
her. I don't trust her. I'm married to her, but I don't trust her.
Have there been times, though, where you've thought to yourself, a kid wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't mind having a kid.
I do. Yeah. I do think every so often it'd be nice.
It's a lot of work.
Well, that's the other thing. That my wife also, she's a occupational therapy, works with kids. So yeah. She has her fill of kids. Also, she deals with kids with problems. So she sees everything that can go wrong.
Yeah.
So that also sends her off. And she's also got me.
Yeah.
So,
like having a child?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely. I'm pretty sure I'm a case study. What are they like when they're older? I'll marry one. If you don't get angry texts about that, people are not using their computers for good.
I just read something about like millennials.
Liar! You're not a reader.
Are just choosing not to have kids, and people are worried what that's going to do to the population.
I think we need to smallen the population.
I'm with you.
So yes, if we're not going to do it like the old ways that we used to do it.
You say thin out the herd. You say,
well, just get rid of herds.
No more herds.
Yeah, just get not.
Herds must stop.
No, yeah, there's certain types of herds that we don't need anymore. People that beat themselves up and then blame other people.
Yes, that needs to stop today.
It's such a weird story when you say that out loud. Yeah. I mean, really.
Right.
when I first heard it, it just seems like something Jim Carrey would do in a movie. Just,
right, doesn't
just walking
it?
Down the street and start beating himself up.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of punching of himself.
Yeah.
Since we saw you last...
I can't wait to see him on Big Brother.
Oh, Jussie Smollett?
Yep.
I watch Big Brother, so I will be looking for it.
He will be on all those horrible shows.
The reality
celebrity
shows.
Big Brother, like, because Kato Kaelin was on?
No, he won't even be celebrity. He'll just be...
Oh, just regular.
Regular Big Brother? That's no way to end.
No, he'll be on Celebrity.
Yeah.
By himself, because nobody else wants to be with him.
If they asked you to be on Dancing with the Stars or a similar show, what would your answer be?
I would say, hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
America's Got Talent, ladies and gentlemen.
I would say, why do you need to have me voted off first?
Oh.
That's what I had.
You don't think you'd last long on the show?
No, on Dancing?
No. Do you dance at all?
I've got 4 left legs.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 feet and not legs.
Wow.
It's sad. I've got 4 left legs, 3 right feet.
Maybe not having kids is a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, no, I should not be in charge. My dad has often said, we just risked it.
Yeah.
And you should definitely shut her down. My dad had an x-ray machine beside my bed trying to ruin everything every night. He put it near my bing bong, and he'd turn it on and run it all night, just trying to get so I wouldn't have children.
You just broke the personal WGN best for saying bing bong and ding dong on the show. So.
Ding dong, bing bong.
Yep, well, you just beat Ruth Bader Ginsburg's record. Congratulations.
She was on the show.
Yeah, she kept saying bing bong and ding dong. We had to cut her off.
No way. She's like, well, we had the one case about the ding dong. I don't know why she, I don't know why she turned into that. We got the, she turned into Bill Cosby for no reason. We got the case about the ding dong.
Someone just texted, just hit myself Stop in the ding dong with a puck. Oh, so
it
you
all came full
inspired
circle.
Someone.
Somebody's
your mission has been accomplished.
Somebody's
Ian.
At noon skate.
Ian Bagg is performing at the Improv all this weekend.
If this doesn't sell this place out, I don't know what could.
I don't know. Chicago.improv.com for all your ticket information.
Follow me on Instagram if you like pictures of dogs.
You have a dog?
I have two dogs.
I have a one dog, one puppy, just turned a year old. Kona. What are your dogs' names?
Minnie Pearl and Lou.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I have a French bulldog and a purebred pound puppy.
Ah,
yeah, he's right.
Was there a cartoon or something about them?
I know.
Well, your dogs. Did you have something going on?
I sell t-shirts with my dogs. So
that's
Pearl,
right.
Pearl's holding a hockey stick on one, and the new one's just about out. It's just I'll show you a picture of it afterwards. She's actually holding a surfboard, throwing the shaka.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, she's a store. She's just store.
You don't need kids.
I don't need kids. I got them. I'm dealing with them.
Yeah.
I hurt my back one day, and I was stretching, and I left the front door open. First of all, I live at the beach, okay?
Yeah.
So I just want to let people know that I'm doing very well.
Things
are going good. My dad said it would never happen, but I'll tell you what, Dad, you can't stop me with an X-ray machine. We live near the beach. We live right on the beach. And I was stretching, and we live on a duplex, and we're on the top floor. And I look out the window, and all I see is my dogs running on the beach.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, this is interesting. Usually I'm with them.
Yeah, but not now.
I've left the door, and they're just like, freedom!
Yeah.
They got their little skirts like they're from Scotland, and they're running all over the place.
It's Ian Bagg, everybody. More of this sort of thing when
Ding
you see
dong,
him at the Improv.
Bong. Hey, was the mayor this fun?
Yes.
When the mayor was here?
He was on a different show.
I see he brought donuts.
IanBagg.com. We got to wrap up here.
You don't have to wrap up. Let me tell you something about this higher
we
level.
We have to.
You see the bell means ding dong.
We
time
have
to go.
We
Bing
have
bong.
To. Go see Ian at the Improv, please. Improv.com. Chicago
you guys
improv.com.
Could just leave. I'll be here with the microphone off. And I'll just be talking.
That's fair. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern
Medicine. They don't matter if I'm not involved.
On WGN Radio.